Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. You may as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, am I on now?
Yep, so, you're on.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Oh, my God, it's good to be on the radio show again. We're not live on Facebook and we're not on video today because I just wanted to connect with all of you and just let you know what's been going on with me because it's been kind of a crazy, 55 days now. For me. And so what has happened is I realized on April 1st that like my ear, I was doing a lot of the face yoga because I opened up my programs and just launched them. And I had launched the programs and I was doing face yoga probably an hour a day. Well, I was doing face yoga an hour a day in the morning and at night. And what happened is I ended up, I'm distracted by my cat who's trying to get out her cat door in the office there. When I first started this process, what happened is my ear was bothering me, my left ear, and it was bothering me. And then all of a sudden, and it was all of the different exercises that we were doing for the acupressure points, et cetera. And so what happened is it allowed the fascia to release enough that it dropped down and I was able to see that, oh my God, like there's something in my ear. And so I got it out and I saw like it looked like I shared a picture there. Olivia will probably put those out. I just want to say that I got everything there to my team at TTR late. So if we don't have the pictures up or whatever, they will be up later. We'll send out a newsletter. So what happened is I realized, oh my God, like what is this? And when I saw it, I knew, oh my God, this is not from here. And so then I started looking into it and I became very, very sad because I knew that my chances of surviving this were very slim. And that because there's something like 25,000 and some documented cases in the world. This is a very rare bug in the middle, like way in the jungle. And out of the 25,000 something, there was one to 11 people who survived out of 25,000 and some. So I knew that this bug is very good at mimicking the body parts and like mimicking hair, skin, everything. It's a very strange bug. I don't know that much about it. I just knew when I saw it, what it was, looked it up, just made sure what it was. I never did look into the information about it so much because I've heard about this bug. I never did look online and see what the experts do to treat it because their survival rate of 1 to 11 people in 25,000 was not impressive to me. And so a client of mine had, I told her what what was going, she was on my face yoga classes, and I told her what was going on, and she called me a few days later and said, I'm going to do this with you, and I'm going to stick with you till the end, whatever happens, because she looked it up too and realized she didn't look into it either. We decided we would see what happened. And we would just play it by ear, and that she would always be on the phone, because she's not in the same city, that she would always be on the phone with me, and be able to call an ambulance if I needed one immediately. So I also had, because just before this, at the beginning of 2021, I had discovered that someone had stolen my name in identity theft, business-wise and otherwise. Unfortunately, I have found out since. So I had two other students who actually stuck up for me on social media when I posted what had happened. And those two also have been holding space and have been making sure, checking in and making sure I'm all right. And so between this team, my client, she's going to call in here just talk. We're going to talk a little bit about this, but I just wanted to say that this is day 55, and pretty much done the detox. As I said, I'm under 1% infestation. My house is under 3, and my cat unfortunately brought herself up to about 35% yesterday because she's not cooperating with detox. So most basically we're over the hill, the hump here, and now, but it's very much like ceremony, and I have been on dieta much of the time. Dieta is what you do when you are preparing to work with shamans, with ayahuasca and other plant medicines. So dieta basically means you don't eat anything but white rice. nothing that tastes good, no spices, no anything. So I've been on dieta for much of the 55 days because to be able to successfully release these parasites, you have to follow their rhythm, and you have to know when to eat and when not to eat. And you have to know when to push them and when not to push them. And so it's been it is the most challenging thing I've ever, ever done in my entire life. And my client and I feel very strongly that we need to come out and talk a little bit about this to other people, because her spirit guides and Christ and God were, and Raphael and Michael, were with her, and she has had her team of spirit guides, and I also had Christ and God and Raphael and quite a few actual archangels. Michael was here much of the time. Michael is able to be in many places at once, and I was shown, I had several near-death experiences, and I was shown how to use, I have in my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, I do have a chapter in there on, for cancer, how to use this photon laser that is an energetic laser that you put in your, I guess in your head, if you want to say it that way. And it's about coherence and about being able to go after exactly what you want to kill and to to replenish what you want to not kill. So what happened is I was shown how to use my laser more effectively. And my client was shown how to use technologies that were not from this time and space. And basically what I'm saying is I also had my Ange from my the Intergalactic Federation of Light was here. Well, all the dragons were at one point or another. It's been over 55 days. So basically, we feel that we need to talk a little bit about this, write up the protocols, etc. Having said that, I decided to share this today because there's been a lot of people worried about me, and I haven't really wanted to say anything too much because I didn't really know what to say, to be honest. And I've had my hands full with just staying alive and cleaning up and making sure that you know, that this is contained. And I doubt that I will ever talk about this publicly again unless it's on, I go on Joe Rogan or Jimmy Fallon, but I doubt very much that I would talk about this in any depth to anyone other than those in my inner circle, those three students, clients of mine that without a doubt, I know that they are there for me. And God has told me very clearly here that I am to do, number one, what's best for myself. And that all of that, this was for me. And I mean, it's so insane because I've taught seminars on energy work for 15 years now. And, you know, I was so glad that this one was paying attention. Because she's been with me 24/7 through this whole thing. She can't be here with me personally with the COVID and that, but she's been with me 24/7 and making sure that all my needs were met. And because I did not want to concern my daughters, my one daughter has just started a new job and she's very excited about it. My other daughter, they just built their house and they're moving in. And I didn't want to concern my sister, who's a nurse, who would freak out. I knew she would. And because I didn't really know. I knew it would take a miracle for me to survive this. And so it seems like both Stella and I are going to survive this through the grace of God. And it's just so much to wrap your head around. It's been very traumatic. And I did not even ever show any of my, of these students of mine. I didn't show them any photos of the bugs or any of that because I knew that it would make it that much more challenging for them because they're very big. They can get very big and they can also be very, very small. And so it's just something that I feel like I've had so many people like contacting me and they're concerned. And honestly, I haven't had more than 2 hours sleep, you know, per day because I have to be very careful when I sleep because they're a bug and they're, you know, like if they start to want to purge, I have to be sure that I can catch them and that I can do it safely and that I'm, you know, right there. So we decided we would share this, and she's going to come on and talk a little bit here. it's been an amazing journey, and very, very enlightening in many ways. When you're so close to death for like day after day after day. And I guess that's basically, we felt that it would, we understand that because we're still in it, and we're not 100% done, we're like 99% done, that we need time to process what happened before we talk about this publicly, other than what we're saying today. And I have shared a few pictures here. Sometimes I put the, once I got over my fear of the bugs, I would, after they purged, I'd take them and use them to suck out the toxins in my body, which is very beneficial. It made a huge difference. And so there's different processes that I learned that could be so beneficial to people who are very ill. And that's more my place where I want to take this. I don't know if I ever want to talk about this to anyone again, because I've been correcting for my clients and I to release the trauma and to be able to allow ourselves just not to go back there again, because it's very traumatic and there's no benefit to reliving that trauma over and over again. So this is kind of all you're going to hear me say about this. I will, when I'm ready, I will talk to people about this in my inner circle, which my inner circle is very small at this time. God told me I am not to commune with people who did not stick up for me before, that because when I went out to do this work, I went out because Christ asked me to. And Christ wants me to live a good life now and to be honored for the work that I've done, not dishonored and disrespected as was the case. So this has been a very, I'm in the center of it. I do plan to relaunch my programs probably at the end of June or mid-June, depending on how I'm feeling. And I will be doing private consultations again. I'm going to close my calendar until the 15th. If you have booked a session with me, I apologize if you were waiting and couldn't, but I honestly just opened the computer up a couple days ago. I just couldn't. I have to focus on my getting better. So all in all, it's turned out to be like an experience of epic. And I'm very fortunate because my client Spa, she also looked after my little Stella, and she called her Spa for Stella Caterific. So Stella is like banging on the door. I want to go to Caterific. So what time are we at, Olivia? Because I'm kind of here in the kitchen holding a towel on my head.
Yeah, we can take a break here. And then we've got Yulith on the phone if we want to bring her on afterwards.
If we have Yulith on the phone, we can go to Yulith.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me bring her on then.
Okay.
All right, Yulith, you're on with Colette.
Awesome.
Hey, beauty.
Hey, so good to be on.
I know. I'm so I have so much appreciation for you. It has been a very challenging thing for you.
Yes.
And
it's not been pretty.
Talk a little bit about your experience, because I'm just overwhelmed when I heard your voice, because, well, I don't have to say you're my...
No, you don't. You don't. I mean, this hasn't been a walk in the park.
No.
But it's been an experience for both of us where we figured out and redefined not just who we are, but how we're going to live our lives from now on.
Yes.
And this has changed everything for us because, for one thing, we didn't even know this was what was going to happen.
Well,
we had no idea.
It's so crazy because, I mean, the way we approached it, most people would say, like, because my sister, I mean, she's a nurse, and I know she would be like, get the fuck to a hospital. Sorry, it's the radio. But
the truth of that is, Paula, is that that's her way of contributing. But what I think a lot of people don't understand is that's not an option.
No,
and that's not how you wanted to do it.
If you have a jungle bug, you need to consult with shamans and people. And luckily, I have a full ability. I have enough people in my life. I have a lot of people in my life that I was able to consult with that are specialists in many fields. And as you were also have your spirit guides and I have mine, and that everybody worked together on this. And I just want you to talk a little bit about your experience, because, like, even though this has been crazy and it's been horrible in many ways, it's also been, oh my God, like.
It's been profound. I mean, it's been all those things that you just said. It's been crazy. It's been horrible. I mean, it's been hours and hours and days and months of just waiting for this process. And you can't rush it. There's no rushing it.
Explain why that is. The reason why 25,000 people die. Explain.
So 25,000 people are basically the ones who got it. Their outcome was not pretty. Like, did they die? Very likely. And the reason that they got it, well, we found that this bug doesn't actually prefer humans anyway.
No, it's a very unlikely scenario unless you're me.
It's very rare. It's very rare. And what's more is you and I haven't even scratched the surface of our research on this. And you know, we may not even pursue it. But what it is the process and how challenging that's been. And it's not a pretty experience, but it's also something that you will never be the same after, and I will never be the same after. And I've redefined everything about myself, really.
Mm-hmm. Myself also.
And I...
It's no secret.
Yeah, and
talk to Christ. When I started this journey of energy work, I was blown away by energy work because I was like, oh, I didn't know that you could do this. I didn't know that you could test things and that you could. And that's how we've managed to be successful, is we test which bug wants to go, which bug is ready to go. Bug, how are we going to do that one? What is, you know, like... we were constantly energetically testing. And what I love about it is, like, see, the thing is that this went through my, like, this is very crazy too, is that how could you be infested with a bug like this for 5 years and not know it? Well, I did know something wrong. And I went to several people just to, you know, see what, you know, I had a full course of x-rays standing and sitting of my head at the dentist with the latest equipment less than 2 years ago, and none of this showed. And from what I can ascertain now is that this is good information for everyone to have. If you go to the jungle, bugs will not go on hair that is processed. Like, that means if it's been dyed or permed, or even if you use like a chemical shampoo, they will not go on you. And so I was coloring my hair once a month until the end of 2018. And then I just let my hair go natural. And that's when they started growing. They were just pretty much dormant, or, you know, small, not anything major. And then when I quit coloring my hair, the lack of chemicals going to my brain allowed them to start to proliferate. And that basically was what, and because they're so good at mimicking, it's challenging. Like I said, I had a full set of x-rays standing and sitting at the dentist with the latest equipment. Doesn't show a thing. I went to an acupuncture facialist. I went to several different, you know, and these are very good people. You know, they're very good at what they do, and they're experienced, and they're experts in their field. And they didn't see anything wrong either. So it's just one of those things where they're so good at mimicking that, you know, and there's so many different versions of them. So I don't know, what else do you want to tell them? Because this is, oh, you got to tell them about the tea.
Okay. So it's a well-known, I'm not going to call it a fact, but it's a well-known thing that you can regenerate bone, you can regenerate all kinds of things, but it's always said that you cannot regenerate teeth. Uh-huh. And we have found a way to do so. Yes. And so talk about this tooth at the back. Talk about what we managed to do with this tooth at the back, because that was mind-blowing.
Well, when I was 8, I was in Saskatchewan, and Tommy Douglas made sure that every child got to go to a dentist. And so I was one of that generation. I think about 15 to 20 years of children who had their molars drilled out without anesthetic, filled with the, you know, with the metal, and then had them all replaced around the age of 25 with ceramics. And then after having 2 children, I ended up with like 9 crowns in my mouth, like, and they're all on the molars. And just before this happened, my crown fell off. And, you know, with COVID, it was like impossible to get to a dentist. And none of my crowns have root canals. So they're all live, viable teeth underneath. But they if you've ever never had a crown, what they do is they grind that down to a small nub, and then they glue the crown, which is the thing that looks like the tooth, on it. And so that fell off, and it was about 2 weeks before all this started happening, and I couldn't get to the dentist because of COVID. And then I was sitting there, and I was kind of like, I don't know, we were on day 20 or something in this process, and Christ said, you know, I'm going to show Eula how to grow teeth. They do it with stem cells now. They can grow teeth. They've grown teeth. And so, but Christ said, I'm going to teach Eula how to grow teeth. And we're going to fix this tooth first. And then Wow, it's been crazy because I did have a short video of the tooth growing, but I didn't aesthetically, my tongue was like pretty, it was blue from the, so.
But the point is the tooth is growing amazingly.
It's growing. Like, and so around the nub, the white is growing. And what's crazy is I've got a crown next to it. And that tooth is already, the gums have filled in. And that tooth is already white from the bottom half. And it's almost loose on top. It's growing and it's using the existing crown as its model for what the tooth is going to look like. So at the end of this, nine crowns turned back into real teeth. And Christ told me, then you don't need to go to a dentist ever again. Mm-hmm. And this is so huge because I had a person in my life that I really respect. And he said, the day you can grow teeth is the day I'll believe in this shift. And so we're kind of excited about that, you and I.
But well, yeah, I mean, it's not an everything, and it's a huge gift. The ability to do so can save, I don't even know, it can save more than just money. It's time, it's pain.
Oh, yeah, because my teeth.
Yeah.
So, because, like, you know, I've managed to survive two Saturn returns now. So my teeth have, you know, they've been around. But now they look like they're just thicker and stronger. And when I close my jaw, I can feel like, and I'm already using that tooth. I can eat an apple on that tooth. Like, I can
amazing
already.
It's and your bite feels good?
Hmm. Oh yeah.
And your bite feels good?
Oh, yeah.
Great. It's
really good now. It actually, my
bite.
Well,
that was a success.
My bite was off by 1/8 of an inch to the left, and it's moved over and recentered itself. And in particular, the lower jaw is really strong. And
oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Christ, it was God asked me if it was okay if they used the bugs minerals for the teeth. He said we don't need to, but they'll be super strong. And I thought, well, we may as well put them to some good purpose. So I'm going to take a picture of my teeth for next week. You'll be able to just tell when you look at me how much, like, my teeth are different. They're just aren't like, they look like they've had reconstructive surgery, but they haven't. They're just been, actually they've been returned back to as if they were 21 and had never been touched, is what Christ said. Like, though, if my teeth had never been drilled out, I have very healthy teeth. I would never have had to have any crowns. So that's exciting also, like, holy, so much has happened. So anything,
yeah, but it's been an experience.
Oh my God. And like I said, like, this is day 55 and people know I don't sleep much, but this is taking it to a new level. Cause like, it's for the first, I only started laying down horizontal in the last 5 days. I've been up on my feet or sitting up and sleeping, sitting up for weeks now, because these are in my body and they know when I'm asleep, and they are bugs and they are wanting to win. And so I have to be very careful because they'll go for your tongue and pull it down and take you down that way, or they'll go for the eyes, you know? And so it's really important. That's why I did I think it was a 45-minute protocol on video of how to clean your eyes out if you ever have this bug, because it has like different variations, you know, like there's the Fuller Brush guys, like, there's all, like, anyway, so I made a video showing people how to, if they have it, like, a child or something. Like I think about the children in Africa that are so full of worms, or, you know, the people from North Korea, like that soldier that had all those big worms in them and that, and nobody really knows how to get them out. And I know how to get them out. I know exactly how to get them out, because we've gotten like now 80 purges. We're on, today is purge 81. And I've gotten to the point now where the bugs don't bother me the way they, like, I refuse to allow myself to be bothered by bugs. Sometimes it's harder than at other times. But like right now, I'm holding a towel on my head because this freaking thing was supposed to purge last night, and it's purging now while I'm on the radio show. But I can just, I can stay calm, because I understand that, oh, this is just what's happening. This is time 81 now. I'm capable of handling it. Some of these bugs have come out and they've been very big. And I'm not going to talk about that, because you have not even seen any of the bugs. Don't want to see the bugs.
I would freak out. I would freak out. I mean, I have to stay neutral at a time like this, and I have to continue doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, because we're not done.
And in order to do so, it would be so traumatic. It would just add to the trauma.
Yeah. You and I have been very careful to not add to the trauma or the drama.
Yes.
And, you know, like I said, I also, my little Stella, she goes to Catarific.
It's a good place to go.
Look at me and go, Colette, send me to Catarific now. And I can tell when she's at the Catarific spa, because she goes into the zone and Yulith is working on her. She cooperates with me, because it's very hard sometimes. Yeah. She's been very traumatized. It breaks my heart. My little kid, because she's always just been loved all her life, and she just doesn't understand.
And she is loved, but the thing is that she doesn't understand the importance of staying away from the temptation of that bug, because the bugs direct her. And they control her. So they kind of change her DNA to the point where she's thinking like a bug more so than a cat. And now she's having to think like a cat more so than a bug.
And the thing is,
she's very loved.
Also discovered is that these bugs, like, because they, you know, I went through every piece of clothing that I didn't want in my house at first. I went through every towel, every blanket, every napkin. And then I started
I've never had to order so many towels in my entire life. And I'm sure you can agree, neither of you, but we found the most manageable way of doing this.
Yeah. Having a beach towel to wrap around your head protects you from them. And it just, I mean, you don't have to look at them. It's more pleasant. And beach towels are usually pretty colors. And they're cheap. And so, you know, we've gone through easily 200 towels now. Easily. Mm-hmm. And I've also gone through all my costumes that from belly dance, like my gypsy skirts. Those were great, because those ones would hold a whole bunch. But all my costumes are like gone. All my, any clothing that I thought, like, this pair of pants doesn't fit anymore, I used that. So I ended up like doing a major purge in my house, and my house looks amazing. And I guess I'm going to go out and get a new wardrobe, because I've been teasing Yulith and saying Yulith's spa is effective, because I released at least 20 pounds, maybe 25. Mm-hmm. I have probably a $50,000 restoration on my teeth once all of the crowns become real teeth again. And
that's right.
And actually, all this bug goo is really good for the skin. Like, and this is something that in particular, I know that I can empower people with skin cancer in so many ways now. And the other thing I wanted to point out, Yulith, is because we had talked about what we wanted to say, and then we weren't going to mention this publicly again unless Joe Rogan or Jimmy Fallon ask us to come on their shows.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Fallon already had experience Regina on there, so I figured he might find it funny. But
that was so funny.
So, but what is really mind-blowing is because what people have to understand is this went through my lymphatic system. And this is very much like, I don't know if people have heard of the Ringing Cedars books from Russia. I talked about them a lot when they came out, I think 12, 13 years ago, and I read the whole series and that. And the 100-year-old cedars would start ringing, and then that meant that the oil from those cedars was ready for use. And they sell that the ringing cedars oil now, and it's from the cedar nuts. And that product has it kills 45 different parasites, like types of parasites. And at the same time, it has 22% per teaspoon of the oils and regenerative oils that will help you bring your liver back. So this is huge. So we use the Ringing Cedars oil. And I think it's like $60. My good friend Jenny sent me some because she's been using it for years. And she had some in her fridge. And so that's what I'm using. Stella has been on a natural cat dewormer for 55 days now. I'm taking her off the dewormer for a week and then putting her back on again. She's lost a lot of weight. So I want to see if she can maybe gain a bit. And we have used Listerine. These bugs hate Listerine, especially the minty kind. They also do not like any Dawn shampoo blue or that blue-green one. We used toothpastes that had high mint in them. And we also I sucked on a lot of cough drops. With eucalyptus, et cetera, in them.
Yeah, they really dislike any strong menthol or any chemical. They're jungle bugs, so they're very used to being in that type of an environment where there's no chemicals, per se. Humans are not their preferred choice, and it's pretty fascinating because what Listerine can do is something I was not expecting with these bugs.
Yeah, no. Listerine, and the other thing is Raid. The thing is with these bugs, if they're because they're on the outside and on the inside. So when they're on the outside, if you can kill them with Listerine, then why would you use something stronger than that for overkill? It's important. Acknowledge that when these bugs are being killed, they send a poison out into the body, and that poison is very dangerous for human beings. And so that's why this detoxification process has to be done at the pace of the bug. You cannot do it at your pace. Like, if believe me, if I could have got these suckers out in one day, they'd freaking be out. But that was so dangerous. We're on day 55 now. And this is the purge 81. And so some purges are bags and bags and bags of eggs. Like, sometimes it takes them 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 days to purge. And that's what it's not a fun process for anyone. Having said that, remember when Christ said on about day 29, oh, that was awesome. You don't have to, like, it won't get any more dramatic or traumatic than this. And the next day it was just as fucking dramatic. Excuse my language again, we're on the radio show. There's no other word than that. And I thought I was in that space where I was like, are you kidding me? You know, this was dramatic. And Christ said, only because I told you, you will live. You asked.
That's exactly what I got as well.
Yes.
And it was a very, very challenging time, because it was like having to let you make the choice to either be dramatic or not, and not interfering.
Yeah. And you've done
that hard.
To say it, is that I have so much appreciation for your ability to get neutral, even when I wanted to grab you by the throat through the phone line and just bang you. You try and stay calm. You were just like, no, you totally understood. I'm traumatized too, but it's not going to help me if you
not at all, not at all. And we don't, you know, we don't want to make this more dramatic than it is, because this is something that, do you want to spend, you know, the rest of your life in a psych ward? No, you want to live a good life.
No,
and that's what we're doing. We decided, and we're going to live a good life, and it's going to be a simple.
Yeah.
Enjoyable time.
And we've been very careful to laugh as much as we can and find the humor.
And as much as I can go outside, because I know that's not an option for you, but as much as I can go outside, I do, if the weather permitting, because I do whatever I can to regenerate, even if it means being at my mom's house and just watching something really silly on TV that doesn't really, it's not important, it's not a, you know, it's not even life, it's nothing, it's just garbage TV. But if it means that I shut off my worry or anything that's not benefiting the situation, well, then you know what, that's what I'm doing.
Because what I needed was someone who could remain neutral and and I have to say, I am very, very impressed with your ability to correct energy. And as far as I'm concerned, I could not have done this without you. Because I could not remain neutral at all times. Sometimes I was crying like a little kid or screaming at the top of my lungs, like begging God to please help me. And that's very hard for someone to deal with and remain neutral. And you managed to be able to do it because you knew that that's what I needed. And so through this process, like, I don't feel traumatized. Do you feel traumatized?
No, I did feel traumatized, and then we worked on it. And I think the important thing is to recognize that a lot of times, because I have someone who's going through a very major, who's basically passing right now in a hospital with a very serious, you know, and they're passing and their daughter's right there beside them. She's also a really good friend of mine. And it's important to acknowledge the difference between neutrality and indifference.
Totally. Yeah.
And I find that's huge, because treating someone like they don't matter is not, that's not what neutrality is. Neutrality is you care, you really do, but being dramatic or being emotional is not helping.
No, it's the last thing, especially when someone is, like, these bugs are very strong and they come out with a major force sometimes, like like major, like a snake, boom, like, and there's no stopping them. And so if you get all hysterical at that moment, if I was to get hysterical at that moment and not look after myself, then I would be in big trouble. And that is, this is not something like you and I talked about it. If, you know, when, or not if, at some point I'm getting, there will be a time and place for us to maybe share this information with people that can help people around the world that are dealing with this sort of thing. And so our goal is once we get through this and we're 100% done, we're going to get together in a couple months, and we've been, you know, writing things down, and I've taken pictures. And like I said, I've done a few videos on how to collect, because the scariest part is when they're in your eyes and how to collect them out of your eyes without doing any injury to the eyes at all, and how to do it very quickly. So like if you had a young child or something, or like a pet like Stella, that you can do it and they don't have to be traumatized by it. It's very calm. Mm-hmm. And so those are things that you and I are going to get together and we're going to put together. And then if people want to have that information, we will have a protocol in place that they could use. And one of the things that would be very beneficial is like just having a place where people could go and do this. Because it takes so much, like it takes a lot of towels and, you know, and a lot of and a lot of Listerine, a lot of, you know, like we use some bug repellent, and we also use Raid, and we use like all the minty
toothpaste,
et cetera. That's about all I can... really, I think that's about what I have to say, other than how much appreciation I have for Transformation Talk Radio for just continuing on. And thank you, Caleb, for doing the shows for me. I haven't even had a chance to call Caleb and thank him or anything. Like, I have just been really focusing on my recovery here. And so, as I said, I just want to say thank you to you from the bottom of my heart. I have so much love in
you. Thank you. And for like allowing me to be there for you.
Always, I would definitely marry you. You're the best husband I've ever had.
Hey there, just to jump
it's
in real
wrong
quick.
It's equipment.
Olivia, I think we have to go.
Oh, you've got just about 5 minutes. I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I thought I just would go straight through because just in case we're wrong and we don't make it today. But I think we're good. As we're sitting here, bug has just been slowly coming out, and I've just in a very controlled manner. And like if you would have told me 2 months ago that I could sit at a kitchen table and hold a towel on my head with a bug climbing out of it and have a cup of coffee and be joking on the phone with someone. I said you're pretty crazy.
If you would have told me that I would be in my house doing what I've been doing, I would not have believed you anyways. So I understand.
So
there's no words.
And also is I did keep some of the bugs. Christ told me to make sure I kept the DNA because he said there will be people who will try to discredit you. And I said, what are they going to say? It's all in my head. And he said, exactly.
and he would know.
That this was all a hallucination. So I did keep some actual bugs from each week, like as we went through the process, so that the DNA could be tested if ever there was a doubt that someone wanted to try and insinuate that perhaps I'm insane or hallucinating, et cetera. Because Christ warned me to make sure that I protected myself in that way. So I do have the DNA here. I did not keep much. I'm not interested in souvenirs of this thing. Plus, the other thing is that this bug is from Peru. And I had to do a lot of convincing to show it that it's in Canada. And so this may sound crazy, but this was a total thing for the bug. I get outside in the morning and say, do you see how cold it is? This is Canada. You're not in Peru. You're not in Peru.
That was unpleasant.
You're not in the forest. That's why you can't find the bugs you're looking for. It's not your fault. You're in Canada and it's very cold here and you can't survive the night here. You know? And so thank God, you know? But that is something that, you know, everything has consciousness. And so I guess, Olivia, we must be close to the end here. And I didn't do the show in the normal way because I don't even know how to right now because there's just no words really to describe to anyone what has happened here until I've had a chance to process it more fully myself. And also, Yulith and I have made a pact that we will not be discussing this with people outside of my inner circle, which is a very small inner circle these days, due to necessity. And that if we never want to talk about this ever again, we will not. We will do what is best for us. And that's what God wants us to do. And also at the same time, I already am writing that protocol because I will make sure I have that available for anyone in any country that wants to know how we did this. Because it's been documented over 55 days. And it's actually not like we're not like, I just want to make this clear. We were not doing this in a hippy dippy style. We're using some very sophisticated equipment.
And just about 30 seconds here, if we can wrap.
Yeah. So thank you, Yulith, for calling in. And I will talk to you in a bit. And I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I just have never felt so much appreciation for anyone in my entire life that you would.
It's mutual.
To do this with me is just an incredible gift. And I just want you to know how much I love you. And
I love you too. It's been such a beautiful experience.
You can't be hanging around me too long. Thank you, Olivia, and Talk Radio. Thank you, Caleb, for filling in, and Karen. And I could feel you guys, the energetic shifts, and sending lots of love to everybody. I apologize to anyone whose time I wasted by not getting back to you, but I quite frankly do not have the energy. And when I said I would be back to work on July 1st, I meant I would open my computer. I feel I may be able to do sessions for people by mid-month here, and I will let you know. Thank you very much, and bye for now.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.